That's it. Tad or Drew or whatever your name is, you need to explain what's going on here.
I mean, who can explain love?
That is a good question.
No wonder she likes you. So smooth.
Like a devil baby's bottom.
I meant like George Clooney.
Marissa, my love, my little rose petal, my perfectly prepared piece of fresh salmon, what is it you wish us to explain?
Putting aside for a moment that you hid the fact that you were my ex-boyfriend's best friend and agent in order to seduce me, and you, Julian...
Me?
Helped him by telling him all of my hopes and dreams so he could pretend to be my perfect man?
Don't forget dietary restrictions. Thank you for not having any to remember.
Will you please explain to me what is up with the force field?
What force field?
The one that happens whenever Julian and I try to touch each other. Julian claims you know about it.
Doesn't ring a bell.
I'll show you. Julian, touch me?
Like anywhere, or?
For God's sakes, watch. When I try to touch Julian like this...
Ouch! That's starting to hurt. I think it's giving me tennis elbow in my wrist.
We can't. We're literally pushed apart like angry batteries.
Oh, yep, that that force field. I'm familiar with it.
So what is it?
It's to keep you and Julian from touching each other, obviously. I mean, I'm definitely into our whole thruple thing, but only if you can both touch me and not each other. Safer that way.
But how can you make a force field?
I can do a lot of things. Make a car crash outside. Make your cat talk.
I'd really prefer if you called me Meryl.
Trixie?
Make your other cat fly.
Mr. Whiskers, you're levitating!
I'll get him! Maybe not.
Want to see what else I can do? Make Rupert Murdoch have a soul? Just kidding.
But I... cats can't...
No, it's a lot to take in.
He was... You're the...
This was always so much easier back in the Middle Ages when everyone believed me. Back then, all you had to do was have curly hair or an extra thumb, and they were accusing you of being one of my minions.
Devil. You're the devil.
That's my girl. Now, let's forget all about that force field. How about a hug?
What? No, this can't be.
Oh, okay. Maybe one hug.
Did you just make yourself a tractor beam?
I prefer to call it an attraction beam.
You are the devil.
Hey, Julian, aka friend who didn't want me and now I'm a thruple with his ex. Wow, that's a long name. Let's try Broholio.
You're back.
And ready for your apology? Feel free to start at any time.
Me apologize to you? You dated my girlfriend after I deliberately told you not to do that. Not to mention totally doing the dip on me.
Doing the dip?
I don't know. I heard it somewhere. You disappeared. I was really worried.
Clearly, I shouldn't leave you alone if you're going to start speaking like a down-on-your-luck hacky-sacker. Anyway, sorry. Now you go. Apologize.
Why?
You hurt my feelings.
I did?
I know I swindled you into our deal and all, but that's what I do. I thought things were different between us. I thought we were real friends. So when you wanted to opt out, it hurt my pride. And several of the other deadly sins.
Oh, sorry.
What? I can't hear well through these man buns.
I said I'm sorry. Can you forgive me?
It's going to take me some time.
A good thing we have all eternity to process.
True. Okay, forgiven. Now, what are you doing today? We could see The Exorcist, pass some $2 bills, maybe get some birds to poop on the chessboards in the park. Really screw up some of the games.
Thanks, but I have to work on the sculpture.
Speaking of the sculpture, have you heard from Marissa since the other night?
Nope.
Me neither. Do you think she's mad at us?
Definitely.
Should I try some new brainwashing techniques? They were working a treat until she realized I was doing it. It is a curse to love smart women.
Tad, when you're actually in love with someone, you don't need to trick them.
Are you trying to make me cry? Because it's working.
Either way, I think it's over.
Really?
I'm sorry. I quite literally know what it feels like.
Nah, she's probably just mad Mr. Whiskers floated away. It's not my fault she left the window open. You'd think Meryl would tell us where he was. You have a voice now, Meryl. Use it. Fine. I guess I'll go to work. Maybe I'll switch all the large-sized tags with the smalls. But when my shift's over, I'm coming back with a pint of ice cream and some romantic comedies for us to drown our sorrows in. That's what you're supposed to do for a breakup, right?
Bye, Ted.
Bye.
Psst. Hey, Julian.
Marissa, Tad slash Drew just left. What are you doing here?
I wanted a look in your eyes when I asked you this. Did you know he was dating me?
I did not.
Swear to it?
If I wasn't already going to hell, I'd swear on my grandfather's grave. I promise you, Marissa, from the bottom of my soon-to-be-claimed soul, I had no idea you were dating the devil.
What are you gonna do about this deal you're in then?
There's nothing much I can do. The thing is, he's not a bad guy once you get to know him. He just never had love, so he doesn't know how to have it with friendships, relationships, or customer service. Did you know last week he set two people on fire at Urban's when they tried to return something?
Why are you defending him? He's literally Satan.
I don't know. I guess I understand wanting something so badly that you're willing to screw up the rest of your life to get it.
I've seen you work on all the individual pieces, but now that I'm seeing it come together in Central Park, I understand how big and beautiful it is.
Like our love?
Exactly.
I meant mine and Marissa's.
You really know how to hurt a devil. Well, at least we still have each other. Forever and ever.
Yep. Okay. I gotta get back to work. Up the scaffolding I go.
I'm gonna go trip some joggers. Ugh, health enthusiasts. Am I right? You okay up there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you have a safety harness or anything?
What's the worst that can happen, right? I fall and spend the rest of eternity in damnation?
The winters are delightfully warm. And summers, and springs, and fall.
Thank you for worrying about me, though. Appreciate it.
Of course. Anything for my potato.
That was a weird one.
They can all be blood diamonds. Smell me later.
This is my life now. And I guess my death. I'm resigned to my fate. Oh good, a bird pooped on me. Twice. Hello?
Hi, it's me. Are you alone?
Emotionally?
I need a stat with you.
No, I'm in the park working on my sculpture. Tad is...
Ow! I think I broke my leg. I was just jogging and then I tripped out of nowhere.
See if you can do that marathon now.
Tad is working on his hobbies.
I've been thinking about your deal. And despite everything, I hate that you're getting taken advantage of. I hate that thanks to this sculpture, our breakup is constantly being shoved in my face everywhere I go. And I especially hate that I have 3 graduate degrees and I still got tricked.
Wow, you're really mad. And you're not even the one who sold your soul.
When I was with Tad, I did so much more for so much less.
Are you talking about sex stuff? Please say you're not talking about sex stuff.
I'm talking about sex stuff.
Ugh!
The point is, I want to get you out of the deal.
Thank you, but this is it. Trust me, I've tried everything.
What did you try?
I asked him to let me out of it.
What else?
I made butt art to try to find a loophole.
Got it. What else?
That's pretty much it.
So, you did 2 things, and then you just gave up.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds pretty pathetic. But the guy's the literal devil. You can't outsmart him. And without you, it didn't seem worth trying. Who else am I trying to hang out with? Hold on.
What's that?
There's this bird that is up my craw.
Why is there a bird?
Because I'm up on the scaffolding.
That doesn't sound good. Be careful. For the new version of the sculpture for the transit department?
Yep. Getting tons of money and notoriety, spending day and night making an enormous sculpture of a woman who broke your heart. Wow. Dad really nailed the assignment, didn't he?
I'm sorry you never got to give me the original one.
Yeah, well, you know what they say. Life is a series of trade-offs, and then you spend eternity blowing it out with the devil in the deepest pits of hell. Gee, what the... Go away, Bert! Leave me alone!
Julian!
Paging Dr. Reyes to the emergency room. Dr. Reyes, please come to the emergency room.
Romachino! You're awake!
Tad? Ugh. Last thing I remember is a bird. Then falling. Oh my god. Is this hell?
No, you're in a hospital. Hell has way better fashion than these stupid scrubs.
Why are you wearing scrubs?
Well, it takes very little to trick patients into letting me give them proctological exams. Oh, here comes your doctor. Quick, act normal.
Why wouldn't I act normal?
Julian, glad to see you're awake.
What's going on, Doc? Am I gonna make it?
Well, you dropped from 100 feet.
So, how many internal injuries do I have?
Surprisingly, none. Your friend here caught you and broke your fall.
Tad, friend, hero, patron of the arts.
What? Why was I unconscious?
We've done a full workup, and it looks like you fainted from shock.
Shock?
Surprise. Terror. A scare?
He always did have an artistic temperament.
So I'm fine.
Honestly, I'm more concerned for Tad here. He caught a lot of weight at a high speed.
It's true. I am in my successful painter weight. I'm in the triple digits.
That was a very brave and medically stupid thing for you to do.
Nothing's too stupid for a bro.
We should really get your arms and back x-rayed.
No thanks. My tail always looks bloated in x-rays.
Your tail?
Plus, feel these guns. They're hot.
Ow! I'm going to say you're fine and that I'm scared.
That was the goal.
You're both released when ready. I'm going to go visit the hospital chapel and lock myself in.
I can't believe you caught me. Thank you. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I owe you my life. How about I take you out as a thank you for saving my life?
So what you're saying is you're not ready to end it all after all?
Correct.
And hanging out with me is the thing that makes your life worth living.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
And that these scrubs, while objectively hideous, do make my calves pop. You know what this is, don't you?
A big mistake?
The first time you asked me to hang out.
No, that can't be. Is that true?
It's true. Should we get matching t-shirts made?
No.
Too late!
What's this?
It's a bag with shirts in it. I had them made for just this possibility.
You've been carrying shirts around hoping I'd ask you to hang out sometime?
There's a lot of storage space under my tail. Take a look. You'll love the slogan.
It says, Julian and Tad's Hangout Anniversary.
Isn't it great? Put it on! Put it on.
Wow, this actually fits pretty well.
Urban Outfitters doesn't employ me for nothing.
Okay, well, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? The sky or the pits? The limit?
I have some ideas.
Whee!
Okay, a Razor Scooter was not going to be my first guess. I thought you were kidding when you talked about them before.
I feel so free!
Watch out for that rat!
Oh, sorry, not sorry, pizza rat. We're here!
You get to pick a night out anywhere in the world, and it's at a local art gallery?
Not just any gallery. The one that turned you down when you first started out.
The Meritage. Oh yeah, I remember now. They said my work was pedestrian unfeeling, cold.
Julian, there you are! I've been looking everywhere for you. Thank God you're alive!
What are you doing here? Do you work for this gallery now? I'm sorry, I didn't know.
No, remember we were talking?
And then that bird attacked me and made me fall.
That bird didn't make you fall. He made you fall.
Moi?
No. You are mistaken. Also, very fetching today. Do you want to get back together?
Stop it! I know what you're doing and I'm not falling for it.
Worth a shot.
I know what you actually did. Your devil nonsense made that bird fly into his face and fall. I'm going to kick your ass!
Are you beating the devil up for me?
And failing. Oh, okay, would you stop? Look, I might be the devil, but even I am not hitting a woman. Especially in the middle of a gallery opening. Oh, but I can make you hit yourself.
Ow! Stop it! Julian, help!
Ted! Please stop!
Whatever. That wasn't as much fun as I thought it would be anyway.
Ted, could you give Marissa and me a few minutes, please?
Fine. I'm gonna go see how sensitive the sprinkler system is in this place.
Julian, I'm so happy you're okay. When I heard you falling, I thought I'd lost you forever, and I couldn't bear it. I love you, Julian.
Me? Wait, did my hearing get damaged in the fall?
Shut up and let me kiss you. Oh, damn force field.
Yeah, still hurts. Wow, you really missed me.
Yeah.
You really love me?
Yes. It just took you almost dying and actually going to hell to understand that holding a lifelong grudge wasn't worth it.
Oh, Marissa. You always were reasonable. Does this mean we're getting back together?
If we can ever do something about this force field.
Ouch!
Oh!
Oh, Marissa.
Oh, Julian.
Oh no! A fire alarm!